St. Lucy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's talk about today's saint, and her name means light, and she is St. Lucy. She's a bit like St. Nicholas, children. That is to say that sometimes some saints were so popular that even Protestants, who aren't supposed to have saints at all, couldn't give them up when the time came to have the Protestant revolt. St. Nicholas is like that in Holland, and then in Scandinavia, the far northern countries, where Father Lecteranda comes from, Finland, and then next door to Finland is Sweden. Especially in Sweden, they still today celebrate the memory of St. Lucy, even though they're Protestants. There's some Muslims in the Holy Land that are very devoted to Our Lady and visit her shrines for the same purpose, and even more so. Well, St. Lucy herself was very devoted to the saints, and her mother had been sick for a long time, and she couldn't get better, and so she suggested to her mother, let's go to the shrine of St. Agatha. She's another saint from the canon of the Mass, like St. Lucy, and let's ask St. Agatha to heal you. So her mother said yes, and when they got to the shrine in the town of Catania, Mass was just ending, and they decided they would keep a vigil of prayer, and all night long they prayed at the tomb of St. Agatha, and St. Lucy, even though she was extremely holy, nevertheless did fall asleep, because sometimes even saints have to sleep, and when she slept, she had a dream of angels coming with St. Agatha, and St. Lucy was told by St. Agatha, you know, Lucy, you could be doing this for your mother yourself. You don't have to ask me. Meaning that St. Lucy was already so holy, she was pure, and she was very devoted to Jesus Christ, and she was already consecrated to him, that she could work the miracle. And so when she woke up, her mother was awake, and her mother felt better. And so she said to her mother, Mother, let's show our gratitude to God and let me give away my marriage dowry. Remember, the marriage dowry is what the bride's family would give to the groom when there was a marriage, and sometimes it was a lot of money. Let's give away my dowry to the poor. Oh, she said, Eutychia is the mother's name. Eutychia said, oh, Lucy, wait till I die. When you close my eyes in death, you can give away whatever you want to. And then Lucy said, but mother, that wouldn't count then. That wouldn't work, because when you die, you lose everything anyways. Send it on ahead now to a safe place, won't you? And so they agreed to do that, and they started giving everything away from the house, and the bridegroom, the pagan, he saw that happening, and he asked the servants, what are you doing? And they said, oh, well, Lucy's going to buy an even better place for you, meaning a place in paradise. And so for a while he helped them out, but then he got suspicious, and he turned her into the government for being a Christian, and she was arrested, and she was taken to see a judge who was particularly wicked, and his name was Pascasius. And this Pascasius was not only a wicked pagan, but he was a very dishonest and cheating man. And he said, as they always say to Christians, that offer sacrifices to the gods. And she said back again, God loves those sacrifices that we make for the poor. And then the judge said, well, tell that story to foolish people. That's not for me. I live by the laws of my master. And then Lucy said, well, you try to please your masters, the government, and I try to please Almighty God. That's the difference. And then he said to her, you're talking too much. You'll be quiet once we start whipping you in the torture. The word of God, she said, cannot be stilled. Then the council, the judge, looked at her and said, your God? You speak for God? And she said, no, but I have the Holy Ghost within me. I am the handmaid of God. And if you live a chaste life, you're a temple of the Holy Spirit. Well, we'll see about that. And he ordered her to be thrown out in the street and attacked by the mob. Well, nobody could make her move or hurt her in the least. And so Pascasius ordered the guards to drag her, and they couldn't. And then 1,000 men were summoned up, and they couldn't. And then 1,000 men got 1,000 oxen, and they attached ropes to her to try to pull her away so they could attack her. And all of that was utterly useless. Then they poured boiling oil and things like that over her head. No effect, none at all. Finally, a young pagan ran forward to her and stabbed her in the throat. And she was stabbed, but she still continued to speak about God. And she prophesied that that judge who was so dishonest and wicked, he would soon get his comeuppance. And sure enough, when she finished speaking, soldiers from Rome entered. And they came to arrest that man, Pascasius, because of his dishonesty and his disloyalty even to Caesar. She still continued to speak and to pray until the priest came and brought her Holy Communion. And she made her last Holy Communion, and then she closed her eyes in death, and her last words were, Amen. And all of the Christians who had gathered too, they said Amen, and then her soul went to heaven. It's a beautiful story. It's a story of the light, children. Notice how she offered light to someone who was good, her mother, and brought her to Christ, and to others who were wicked and they didn't want it, but never mind. She was full of the light of our Lord. Today, in the old calendar under the Julian or pagan calendar, today used to be the winter solstice. Now it's about 10 days from now. But back then, it was on St. Lucy. And this used to be the shortest and the darkest night of the year. And how the church loves to celebrate the feast day of this little saint who was all glowing with light and love for our Lord. Say a little prayer for Katie today. And remember, you could be spreading a little light yourself today. Be pleasant. Smile. Be prayerful. Remember, I've got a little bit of our Lord's light within me, and I need to let it shine out for others. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.